Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I've got here a copy of the Rig Veda. This is the oldest and most important of the Hindu scriptures. In fact, Hinduism is properly called Vedic Dharma. And the whole basis, the foundation, the bedrock of Hinduism is the Vedas. And the Rig Veda is the oldest and most important of the Vedas. Well, what is the Rig Veda? Well, it's a book of hymns. It's a book of songs sung to praise their false gods and so forth. Now, when you go to a Hindu temple, this stuff is sung in Sanskrit. So the people who are showing up at these temples, they don't even understand many times what's being chanted or what's being sung because it's in a foreign language. But I've got here an English translation of the Vedas. And if you actually look at what these songs are about, it's very bizarre and very wicked. For example, there's a whole section in the Vedas on the drug Soma. Okay, now Soma is a drug of ancient India, a hallucinogenic drug, sort of like the Indians have peyote, the American Indians, that is. Those in India had this drug called Soma that, you know, it's like going on an LSD trip or something to take this Soma. There's a whole section of hymns praising taking this drug, praising the drug itself, and so on and so forth. First of all, I'm going to show you this one right here. The Soma drinker praises himself. Under the influence of the drug Soma, a sage or god praises himself. Now, a sage is a wise man who is studying Hinduism and studying the Vedas. Well, first of all, the Bible says, "Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. Strangers and not thine own lips." So it's pretty weird for these sages to chant and sing Vedas praising themselves. But notice it says, the Soma drinker praises himself. So this is a guy that's all high on some drug praising himself. Let me just read for you the whole Veda here. It says, "This, yes, this is my thought. I will win a cow and a horse. Have I not drunk Soma? Like impetuous winds, the drinks have lifted me up. Have I not drunk Soma? The drinks have lifted me up like swift horses bolting with a chariot. Have I not drunk Soma? The prayer has come to me as a loving cow comes to her beloved son. Have I not drunk Soma? I turn the prayer around in my heart as a wheelwright turns a chariot seat. Have I not drunk Soma? The five tribes are no more to me than a mote in the eye. Have I not drunk Soma? The two world halves cannot be set against a single wing of mine. Have I not drunk Soma? In my vastness, I surpass the sky and this vast earth. Have I not drunk Soma? Yes, I'll place the earth here or perhaps there. Have I not drunk Soma? I will thrash the earth soundly here or perhaps there. Have I not drunk Soma? One of my wings is in the sky. I've trailed the other below. Have I not drunk Soma? I'm huge, huge, flying to the cloud. Have I not drunk Soma? I'm going a well-stocked house, carrying the oblation to the gods. Have I not drunk Soma?" When you look at some of the weird teachings of Hinduism, you kind of come to understand that the people who came up with this religion were literally high. They're literally drunk. They're literally on drugs. And so on drugs, they sing this strange song. "I'm huge, I'm flying," all this weird stuff. And people who are going to the Hindu temple, they don't even know the stupidity of what's being sung. It just sounds cool because it's being chanted in a foreign language. It's got a good tune to it. So it sounds really religious. It sounds really nice. It sounds really cool. What they don't realize is that if they listen to the lyrics, it's basically just an acid trip of some drugged out sadhu talking about growing so huge that he's going to beat up the whole world or something like that because he's all hyped up on this drug. I mean, can you imagine if the book of Psalms in the Holy Bible had a whole section praising drug use and talking about using drugs and how cool it is and just giving the drugged out ramblings of a junkie? I mean, can you imagine if that's what the book of Psalms was? And then people will turn around and say, "Well, how do you know the Bible's right? I mean, how do you know your religion's right? You know, what about all the other scriptures? What about all the other religions?" Look, 1.1 billion people are following a religion based on the ramblings of a bunch of drugged out hippies in the Rigged Veda. I mean, this thing's crazy. This is madness. And so don't even try to compare the Holy Bible, God's Word. You know, we sing songs in church. We sing hymns in English that we can actually understand. And we sing hymns praising the Lord Jesus Christ, not praising drugs and those who use drugs, and certainly not praising ourselves.